And starting from this year, I really enjoy our prophesying.
Amen.
I believe you also, you know, almost every week we have so many saints, probably over 20 saints, prophesied for the Lord. And each one, 2 minutes. And many times, even the one saint stand up to share, and the other already stand up to get ready.
Amen.
And also, during these 2 or 3 months, you know, from time to time we have guests, other saints from other locality to come to learn with us. Mm-hmm. And twice, after the meeting, those saints come fellowship with me, saying, "Oh, how wonderful is your prophesying meeting. When you start to practice this, each one 2 minutes," and they share to me that they feel full of the presence of God speaking. So I myself also very encouraged for that. Our prophesying meeting before, but suddenly last week we have something very awkward. And so, although I'm not that discouraged, but I do seek before the Lord and what happened, what actually really happened, and how we should consider this. And the Lord gave me a feeling is we really don't fully impressed by this 1 Corinthians chapter 14. You know, they're saying, you know, each one can prophesy.
Yes.
And also, the way, God's way to build up the church is to prophesy. For each one to prophesy.
Yeah.
And in Ephesians chapter 4 also, we see, you know, each one can function according to his measure. It's not just some saints, some so bigger, you know, members, they function. It's actually, each one can function according to his nature.
Yeah.
And so, although we may all have some vision on this, so we practice, but if we are not impressed enough, something come up, then we will think, oh, my portion may not be that important.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Today, maybe this message a little bit difficult, so I didn't really know how to share, or because the past week I'm so busy, so I really don't have enough time. So then I think we will consider maybe this week I don't need to share. We have other things to share. But when it happened, most of us consider the same way, and when we come together, then we will become very awkward. So I hope we all be impressed every week.
Amen.
When we come to the meeting.
Yes.
We need to get ready. Yeah. And we need to have this kind of living. We enjoy the Lord every day. And but before, not only enjoying the Lord every day, before we come to the meeting, we really seek before the Lord. What is our portion that you give to me this week? So I can bring, even if it's just dumb, right? And when we come to, you know, In the Old Testament, when the Israelites come to the feast, you can bring in cattle or you can bring in doves. But even dove, you know, what is my portion?
Yes.
You know, every week, I hope we have this realization. We want to bring something for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this new week.
Amen.
So, let us not look at ourselves.
Amen.
Let us look our way unto Jesus.
Amen.
To speak for the Lord.
Amen.
And learn to co-king with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How about we first read the title together?
Amen.
To bring in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God as a spreading of the divine life. For God's eternal administration. Amen. So in previous message we see, the direction of the Lord's move is threefold. That is to build up the body for His expression and to prepare the bride as Christ, as a bridegroom, and to bring in the kingdom so that the Lord may have a place, may have a realm to reign to rule on the on this earth. Amen. So in this week we come to the second message of the to bring in the kingdom of God. How about we read some verses?
Amen.
Luke 17:21. Amen.
Nor will they say, behold, here it is, or there. For behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you.
Amen. Mark 4:3. Listen, yes, Mark 4:3, chapter 4, verse 3.
Listen, behold, the sower went out to sow.
Amen.
And Mark 8:26. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Mark 4:8.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And others fell into the good earth, and yielded fruit, coming up and growing, and one worth 30-fold, and one 60-fold, and one 100-fold.
And 4:26.
And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man had seed on the earth.
Amen. And John 3:5.
John
3:5.
John.
Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen. So, in these verses we see that the kingdom of God actually is not merely a government or a nation. Actually, the kingdom of God is a living person.
Amen.
And the Lord Jesus said, he is the kingdom. The kingdom of God is a living person.
Amen.
It's Christ himself.
Amen.
He has a kingdom seed sowed into our spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. How about we read Romans 1 together?
Romans?
Numeral 1.
The direction of the Lord's Word today is to bring in the kingdom of God as a spread of the divine life for God's eternal administration.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So we see the Lord, when we receive the Lord, he as a kingdom seed was sowed into our spirits.
Yes.
But now, amen, the kingdom wants to develop and
yes,
spread
right
in our entire being.
Amen.
We want to grow from our spirits into our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Let us grow into our will, our emotion, mm-hmm, and our, praise the Lord.
Mind.
Yes, our mind.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
amen,
this read a warning to me.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
As a sense, we all have different personalities.
Yeah.
And some when we have strong mind and unstable emotion and have stubborn will, so we need to open to the Lord. Allow the Lord to grow.
Yes.
Allow him to rule in us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 How about Romans 2. The kingdom of God is Christ, the Savior and his self.
Amen.
Amen. So in Luke 17:21, we see, so when the Lord with the apostles, he said that he is the kingdom. And we see, whenever the Savior is, the kingdom of God is.
Mm.
So, actually we see Christ himself is the kingdom. Mm. And when we receive the Lord, the kingdom, when we got regenerated, we have the entrance into the kingdom.
Amen.
But this is just the beginning. We not stop here. The development of the kingdom requires us to grow in the divine life.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. As we see, as an animal kingdom, the animals, they have the animal life. So this animal kingdom, as God's kingdom, we all have the divine life. Mm-hmm. But this life needs to grow in us.
Amen.
Needs to develop in us.
Amen.
Amen. As all we need today is to let the Lord grow in us.
Amen.
And let the kingdom seed to spread in us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And eventually the kingdom of God we consummate in the New Jerusalem.
Yes, that's right.
So, like the hymn that we just sing, then we need to learn to co-king with the Lord,
Amen.
To exercise our kingship with the Lord.
That's right.
This requires us to learn to open to the Lord's ruling and reigning.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
But we just need to access our spirit.
Amen.
Because the kingdom seed is in our spirit.
Amen.
All that we need is in this seed.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Romans number 3.
We need to see the relationship between the kingdom and the church.
Amen.
And this is the point where I really enjoy. This, we need to see the relationship between the kingdom and the church life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible, in the Bible we see the Lord first presents the kingdom and thereafter presents the church. And the presence of the kingdom produces the church. That means the content of the church life actually is the reality of the kingdom. So if we don't have the reality of the kingdom, actually our church life is empty. So many times the church life is not merely a group of saints, they meet together, or even they pray together, they speak for the Lord. The church life, the genuine church life, requires the reality of the kingdom.
Amen.
It is the kingdom, the reality of the kingdom, issues in the church life, issues the church life. So, this has much to do with us. In our daily living, we need to learn that the Lord to rule in us.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if we don't have the reality in our personal life, the Lord will not have the reality of the kingdom life corporately.
Amen.
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 Amen. And also, we see how can the church bring the kingdom of God on earth? And the way the church to bring in the kingdom is to pray. Can we read day 6? And point 2. The church should pray to bring in the kingdom of God. If there is no prayer, the kingdom cannot come. Amen. So, it is necessary for us to bring all our needs to the Lord, to praise the Lord. But here, this kind of prayer the Lord requires to bring the kingdom is not to meet our need. So this kind of prayer is to meet the Lord's need.
Amen.
And we can see in Matthew 16, the Lord prayed to the Father, "Your name be sanctified. Your will be done.
Amen.
Your kingdom come, your will be done."
Amen.
So today the Lord requires this kind of prayer in us.
Amen.
And I think the one good way to practice this kind of prayer is to attend prayer meetings.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So may the Lord open, may the Lord burden us.
Amen.
Release us.
Amen.
May the Lord give us the heart to pray for His kingdom.
Amen.
So join the prayer meetings.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So, I think this message is really so practical to us.
Yes.
So practical. We can put this into practice in our church life, in our daily living.
Mm-hmm.
Even in, like Brother Kyle just shared. So, in the progress, I mean, we still need to open to the Lord. So if the Lord touch us, we need to stand up to speak for the Lord.
Amen.
We need to listen to the inner feeling.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's all share.
Amen.
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 I'd like to follow Brother Benjamin.
Maybe someone else could be standing.
You're going to help me, okay? So read John 3:3. Read John 3:3. Yeah, just stand up. Stand up. Yeah, you're going to help. So Brother Gong said this morning, he said, I don't like this morning revival. It's too hard. It's too hard. So let's open this morning revival to Brother Gong. How about that? So the way we open is we just exercise our spirit.
Amen.
We use our spirit. So let's read John 3:3.
I would say open it to all of us. Not just you, Brother Gong.
But we have to open it one by one. We open it together to
Amen.
Each other.
Amen.
Yeah, we're gonna crack this week open. Crack
Amen.
This book open.
Amen.
Yeah, let's open this book. So go ahead, I can't see you. I don't have my glasses.
Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Right.
So right there is the phrase, born anew.
Yes.
Born anew.
Amen.
The kingdom, we need to be born anew.
Amen.
The sower went forth to sow.
Amen.
The sower went forth to sow.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus is the kingdom.
Amen.
He's sowing himself into us.
Amen.
He's sowing himself into us.
Amen.
We have the divine life.
Amen.
He's been sown into us.
Amen.
We got born anew.
Amen.
We can see the kingdom.
Amen.
We can see the Lord.
Amen.
Today the Lord is the Spirit.
Amen.
He's the Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord is the Spirit.
Amen.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Amen.
No, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord is the kingdom.
Amen.
He's not a where. It's not a where. It's a who.
Amen.
We need to receive him.
Amen.
And be born of him.
Amen.
We enter the kingdom.
Amen.
We enter him.
Amen.
By receiving him.
Amen.
By being born of him.
Right. Amen.
So then, Brother Benjamin mentioned our heart. Let's go to day 6. Let's read the last verse, and then we'll talk about our heart. Read right there.
For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful before God for the overthrowing of strongholds.
Mm-hmm. For the weapons of our warfare
Amen.
Are not fleshly, but are powerful before God.
Amen.
For the overthrowing of strongholds.
Amen.
These strongholds are certainly in the heavens.
Amen.
But they're also even more in us.
Amen.
They're in our heart. Amen. Brother Benjamin mentioned our heart. So we're reading the knowledge of life. So in our heart is by our first birth is hard. Our heart is hard. Our heart is impure.
Amen.
Right? Our heart does not love God.
Amen.
And our heart is under condemnation.
Amen.
Our heart, so the Lord wants to come into us as the divine life.
Amen.
Give us a new heart.
Amen.
And give us a new spirit.
Right.
He wants to put his life into us.
Amen.
He puts himself into us to give us this new, so we can be a new person.
Amen.
We can be no longer inclined away from God, but turned, that means turned, inclined to God.
Amen.
And we can have our mind and our emotion be renewed.
Amen.
So that we're pure. We're not mixed. We're pure.
Amen.
This is a matter of the renewing of the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit is the Lord.
Amen.
The Spirit is the kingdom.
Amen.
Where the Spirit is, that's where that's the kingdom.
Amen.
That's the freedom.
That's right.
So we need to be renewed.
Amen.
In our this also then we also have our heart needs to love the Lord.
Amen.
So we initially we don't love the Lord. So we have to do these things. We our weapons of our the warfare is that we would always be watching and guarding our heart.
Amen.
So that this renewing this renewing process can keep happening in the kingdom. Can this Lord as the divine light, as the kingdom, can grow in us and mature in us.
Yes.
And then he can actually physically come back and take possession of the entire earth.
Amen.
So he grows in us first. And then when the bride is prepared, he comes and takes physical possession of the whole earth.
Amen.
The kingdom literally comes. So the kingdom is he himself, the Lord as the Spirit growing in us, and then he can come to take over the whole earth, literally.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Amen.
Amen.
I like to add to what Tom said, and just to further explain what the point is. I hope I'm not using up my 2 minutes. But I'm using up my 2 minutes.
Yeah,
okay, I just wanted to explain it, but all right. So, okay, so like, as Brother Tom talked about, John 3:3, he already said, Jesus answered him, "I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, unless a person is born again, he cannot ever see the kingdom of God." And to go a little bit further, a verse, John 3:4, Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter his mother's womb again and be born?" And Jesus answered, "I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, unless a man is born of water and even the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
Right.
And the point I want to really get down is this. So in John 3, verse 6, "What is born of the flesh is of the flesh."
Amen.
So it's physical from physical, right?
Right.
And what is born of the Spirit is the Spirit.
Amen.
So that's why it's really important to actually be regenerated.
Right.
Because it's not just, you know, a person's born again, and some people interpret it literally, like, but it's the Spirit.
Right.
Amen. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to explain.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
We got time left over.
Right. Yeah. I'll find the next part I want to share.
My portion I enjoy this week is it really touched me on is in day 5. So we have received a unique eternal common salvation, but we need to be faithful in taking the Lord's way in order to receive the reward of entering into his joy and of reigning with him over the nations in the coming kingdom. Notice the word kingdom in Revelation 1:6. This shows us not only where the Lord Jesus is, but also where the church is, the kingdom of God is. Before the new heaven and new earth come, there must first be the kingdom. Once the kingdom comes, eternity is ushered in. We may say that the kingdom is the introduction to the new heaven and the new earth. And a portion I enjoyed in a book says, in Romans 14:7, we see that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. When the authority of God's kingdom is allowed to operate in us, righteousness, peace, and joy will characterize our daily life. Righteousness, peace, and joy mean a great deal, for these items are the expression of Christ. When Christ is expressed, he is our righteousness toward ourselves, and our peace toward others, and our joy with God.
Right.
So I was really touched with that.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm also very enjoying this week's message.
yesterday, especially yesterday in PSRP, we have a lot sharing and developing, so we understand more and we get into more. I want to get to the bottom, very simple. Okay, this is a very, very basic, you know, practical thing. First of all, through the generation, we are entered into the kingdom of God. Amen. That's very clear, right? Because yes. We are born again. We were born anew. Amen. So we got it now. We got entering into the kingdom. But just entering into the kingdom is not enough. Just right. Like when you apply yeah. into the yeah. college. Yeah. You cannot go into the college, you just have a happy college life. You don't study, you don't get trained, you don't get prepared. You cannot yeah. graduate. Right. You are not prepared for you to have a job, you know, to make yourself a living, right? So the same thing, when we get into the kingdom, we need to exercise our spirit Amen. So that our life can grow. Amen. And this life can grow so that the spirit is spread into our being. And we have to submit ourselves now into the throne. Amen. This is a very practical thing from the small to big. And yesterday, Sister Virginia gave an example saying that you know, there is a pretty devil and there's an ugly devil. Ugly devil, that's very simple. Like, you know, we have very bad temper, right? We react, you know, we offend people very easily. So everybody can see me as an ugly devil, right? And then some people are very, very, you know, nice, very have a lot of patience. So people, you know, don't see, you know, this is like, you know, very good person. But they say whether you are ugly or you are pretty, you are not in the kingdom.
Amen.
The real in the kingdom is when we are in the spirit.
Amen.
We submit to this authority.
Amen.
That we can be ruled and can be reigned and then we can grow.
Amen.
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 Amen. The kingdom is all about authority.
Amen.
And I was so impressed by this day three. We need to be deeply impressed that the fact, the reality of kingdom of the heaven is the content of the church life. This means that without the reality of the kingdom, the church is empty. The reality of the kingdom is actually Christ himself as our life. Christ as life is the essence and the substance for us to live a proper life. So that in this life we may be built up with other believers. To bring in the real church life.
Amen.
So all together is about our life.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the content of our life? The way we thought, the way we eat, the way we dress, the way we how to live our every minute of our daily life.
Mm-hmm.
That means, actually, what I mean, how I interpret this is God has a desire we should live as the pattern of what our Jesus lived. He is our pattern to live the way he is living. If we live the way Jesus is living, submission is will be very easy. You don't feel you have to struggle. You don't feel there's a warfare. It would be so easy to live your life without struggling or, you know, to against yourself. And I think our daily life is very important is we know how to, it's not, yes, to live in the spirit
Amen.
Is the crucial part. But the way to live in the spirit is not just, you know, praying, it's not just reading. That is a basic, right, brother and sister. Praying to God, read the Bible, read the word is our essential. It's like a lifeline. Without those, you would die. You were just dead in spirit. But we need to go beyond all this is when we are cooking, when we raise the kids, when we do all the, our daily life, how much Christ, or how much we are in Christ, that is the most crucial thing. All right? Because how we live our life is how we can build up, how the Christ can be increasing in us, and then how we can build up with each other.
Amen.
So, and this is, I think this is really touched me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The kingdom is the realm of life, for life to move, work, rule, and govern, so that life may accomplish its purpose, and this realm is the kingdom.
Amen.
And what is a kingdom in our life? The kingdom is not only the individual Christ, it's also the corporate Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So it is also the church. In the church, as the kingdom, we are under the kingdom of rule, government, discipline, and exercise. And what is church? The church is us.
Mm-hmm.
So although we are, you know, individual saints, but each saint have a small portion. So our small portion combined together is the church. So don't despise our small portion.
Amen.
Yeah, don't think, okay, our small portion is not that important. Just echo Brother Kyle's fellowship and the burden. Our small portion is really important.
Amen.
Just like a puzzle. If they're missing a very tiny piece, it's not like complete.
That's right.
So each puzzle piece is important, no matter how big you are or how small you are. Each puzzle piece is the same important.
Amen.
So although sometimes when we read the words, when we get the message, sometimes we are really moved, we are really into it, and we want to prophesy and share with the saints. And sometimes we feel, okay, this one, I don't know what is going on, but still we need to share. even we sometimes, maybe we don't have very strong feeling to share, but still we have a little bit feeling to share, right?
Yeah.
At least we can read some, you know, some sentences which moved us.
Yeah.
Like here, we're really touched by day six. The church which is formed of individual saints who are according to Christ, is the corporate Christ. It is the combination of all the small portions of Christ in the saints. So our small portion is very important.
Amen.
I appreciated the definition of the kingdom, a kingdom in under day two. It says that we have seen that any kind of life is a kingdom, so the kingdom is the life itself. And I remember being given the example, you know, the animal life has the animal kingdom. The plant life has the plant kingdom. And so we see here that the kingdom of God is the life of God, right? So the divine life is the kingdom, and this life produces the church. And I appreciated seeing this relationship between the kingdom and the church. Actually, it's the kingdom first, and it's the kingdom that produces the church. The church is the product of life, of this life of God. Right?
Yeah.
And then so I just really appreciated it in day two. It says, without the kingdom as the reality of life, the church could never be produced or built up.
Right.
Exactly. To produce the church and to build up the church, we need the kingdom. The kingdom actually is the reality of the church.
Amen.
And then so we see again this relationship between the kingdom and life. So this divine life, actually the kingdom is Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. It's Christ himself sown into us as the seed of life. And so this seed means to increase, grow, and spread within us.
Amen.
And I really appreciated Romans 14:17 as well, seeing that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the footnote shows us that that those who live in the kingdom of God should be bright and proper toward others, toward things, and toward God. With them there should be nothing erroneous, improper, crooked, slanted, or biased. This requires that they be strict in dealing with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that peace is the fruit of righteousness. And so it characterizes the relationship that those who live in the kingdom of God should have with others and with God. And then if we are right and proper toward others, things, and towards God, there's peace, and the issue of that is joy.
Amen.
Right? And so in this way, we will be filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit, and we'll live out righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, which is the reality of the kingdom of God. And so I just appreciate it. On one hand, it's like we see, oh, we have this life within us, but very practically, living in the kingdom today has so much to do with how we deal with one another, how we are towards things, and how we are towards God. Right? And because we have this life within us, we can be right. And I just appreciated the six of blood because I'm never right. But we can take the blood, lay our hands on the Lord, who's the reality of the burnt offering, is absolute towards God.
Amen.
And then there's righteousness.
Amen.
And then there's peace. Amen. And then there's joy. And that is the expression of the kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
I really enjoy one word this week, and that's outlet. In the knowledge of life, the title is the outlet of life. And then this message, it says that the prayer of the church is the outlet of heaven. And so, like, I was like, I see this word twice this week. And then I'm like, is it related? And then when I was pre-reading 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful before God, for the overthrowing of strongholds. I just enjoy that the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly. So in my prayer, I was like, Lord, even though I have personal time with you, even though this message may be may be personal to me, but Lord, as a member of your body, as a member of your church, Lord, let my weapons not be fleshly. Let me not do anything outward, and let me be one who exercises my spirit.
Amen.
And I just enjoy that in the knowledge of life, the outlet is our heart. So our heart composes of our conscience, our mind, emotion, and will. And that message showed us that we need to be dealt so thoroughly and so specifically to the point that we are so sensitive. And this is the way that life can grow. And when life grows, this is the development of the kingdom. And I enjoy that not only is there this development, but as a church corporately, we all have these experiences. And when we come together, we are the ones who bring the kingdom from the heavens to the earth.
Amen.
And this is by prayer.
Amen.
And so I enjoy just one prayer. I was praying to the Lord. Lord, may every prayer meeting be full of prayers that overturn the power of darkness and open the way for the execution of your will on earth.
Amen.
And so as a member of your body, let me not stand in my flesh, but let me stand in my spirit. Let me exercise my spirit and my will all to stand with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this week we talked about the kingdom of God. I was very touched by Sister Mia's sharing that it's all about God's authority. So, you know, God has done a lot for us. He destroyed the devil. You know, he died on the cross, but actually, and he has resurrected, but he did not stop there. He actually wants to build a church on earth so that we can express him. We can fulfill his will. I was very touched this week that it says that God actually has a lot of things to do, but then he does not have an outlet. So I was very touched by Kyle's sharing. You know, our God has a lot to say, but sometimes in the meeting, we are just not ready to speak for God. So then, you know, then he was not able to fulfill what he wants to do. On day three, it talks about Romans 12 and Romans 14. It says that Romans 12 speaks of the body life, and Romans 12 speaks of the kingdom of God. So basically, it's the, you know, the kingdom of God is actually the body life. And if you look at chapter 12, the first thing it mentioned about is prophesy. So we can all speak in the meeting. So, you know, I have known Kyle for 32 years. We were college classmates. You know, he never talked. So he had to change a lot, you know. I never heard him speaking in public, seriously.
The kingdom seed is growing.
Yeah. So you know, yes, the material is difficult. In us, it's impossible. But in God, everything is possible.
Amen.
So we really need to learn.
Amen.
That, you know, actually this week, the first time I read the material, I was like, I read this before already. But then the second time and third time, I prayed to the Lord, yes, I do have something to say. I have a portion, just like Sister Lan shared. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord, we all have a portion.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. I enjoy, Sister Ping, a follow-up on the church, that the Lord needs a people who will be subject to his dominion, to the dominion of heaven, so that that dominion might be built up into the church. And this is what Matthew 16 is revealing to us. And so we see that this kingdom is a life. The reason that the Lord regenerated us is because he needs to establish his kingdom with people that will be under his dominion. When Adam and Eve, you know, were in the garden, they were wonderful people and they hadn't sinned, but they still needed to ingest, right, to eat the tree of life so they could have this divine life. We know that they didn't, so the Lord closed it and now it's open to us. But this life is the reason why we're regenerated. It isn't just to give us forgiveness of sins, and yes, we need to be forgiven. But this is a matter of the kingdom of authority. And we see here that whenever we submit to the divine life, we're under this control everything is wonderful, and we're really enjoying the righteousness, the peace, and the joy of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And we see that in the Old Testament, you know, the children of Israel, whenever they were with God, you know, submitting unto God and followed His commandments, what He was saying, some things are really ridiculous, you know, how He was going to save them from the enemies, they prevailed because the Lord fought for them. Amen. But whenever they didn't, the Lord just gave all the enemy, you know, gave them all over to the enemies, and they were defeated, no matter how smart they were.
Yeah.
And this is our situation. I enjoy the fact that, you know, we like this verse, you know, the living water, you know, and on this side and on that side of the river was the tree of life and all these fruits and healing the nations. But where did this river come from? This river comes from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
Amen.
So if there is no throne, forget about the river.
Wow.
There aren't going to be any fruits that are going to heal us on this side and on that side. And, you know, there isn't going to be any of that stuff. We're going to be miserable because we are not operating under the divine life that reigns and rules.
Amen.
And God is going to give us over to all the foes. You know, we're going to be defeated every time.
Amen.
Because the Lord must have this kingdom. He must establish His kingdom in us. And He must establish it on this earth.
Amen.
And it's through the church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I just like to share the you know, Jesus teaches us how to pray.
Amen.
This is the Matthew chapter 6 and starts from verse 9. And it reads, say, you then pray in this way, our Father who is in the heavens, your name be sanctified.
Amen.
Your kingdom come, your will be done as in heaven, so also on earth. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Amen. So, in the Jesus teaching, you know, the first thing when we pray, we are try to get out of ourselves, because sometimes we just too deep in what ourselves are. Like, you know, we are already so burdened, we are already so busy, you know, and we are already cannot handle ourselves, you know, our affairs 100%. So, of course, our prayer, you know, number one prayer is, you know, God, are you going to first take care of me first? Right? That's, of course, our prayer. So you know, a lot of prayers you will see, the pretty much you're pretty pity, you know, but when Jesus teaches us, the number one thing, we should just get out of ourselves.
Amen.
Yes, we have problem. Yes, you know, we have this thing not settled, that thing not settled. But still, the first sentence we should say, our Father, who is in the heavens, your name be sanctified, and your kingdom come. Okay, so we learned through this. Actually, I learned this, the Lord teach me. Also, learning this is, when I have my problems, but I know I'm in God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm under the authority of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And God's sovereignty, I have these problems, but I'm okay. I'm still keep praying. I say, your will be done as in heaven, so also on earth.
Amen.
And I keep going. There's a lot. I'm not finished reading that, but that's great prayers.
Amen. Amen.
So may Lord be with us.
Amen.
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 Just to continue what the saints have been sharing, especially you, like, so Matthew 5:3, you know, it's one of those subjects where we're like separating our physical condition from our spiritual condition. So in Matthew 5:3, on day 3, it says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. And I wanted to read that because this Bible has a little bit more extension of that, because that didn't make sense to me. Blessed are the poor in spirit. That doesn't sound too great. But here it says, blessed as in happy to be envied and spiritually prosperous with the life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions, are the poor in spirit. And the poor in spirit is the humble, the people who rate themselves insignificant, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And it goes on to say, blessed and enviably happy with a happiness produced by the experience of God's favor, and especially conditioned by the revelation of his matchless grace, are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And it goes on even more to explain, like, who are the people? They're the meek. They're the mild, the patient, and the long-suffering.
Right.
So a lot of us feel like we're always suffering because of what's happening in our daily life or the physical constraints we have. And we need to remember that we have to remain poor in spirit and to be grateful for having the Spirit in us.
Amen.
And through the Spirit, we can overcome so much more. We can become eternal. We can live on forever rather than these temporary physical conditions that we now live in today.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I also enjoyed the prayer in Matthew. So, your name be sanctified, your kingdom come, and your will be done.
Amen.
I remember before I read, or someone shared that the order of this is actually very significant. His name is first sanctified. And once his name is established, then he can have his kingdom, and we're in his kingdom. And only in someone's kingdom can that person's will be done, right? If you're in someone's country, is that president's will to be done?
Mm-hmm.
So we're in his kingdom, and his will can be done. And so this week, there was a point, at Kashmir said, the direction of the Lord's move today is to bring in the kingdom of God as the spreading of the divine life for God's eternal administration. So his move is to bring in the kingdom, and
Amen.
He actually produced the church in order to bring in the kingdom.
Amen.
And he needs to have this kingdom established so that his will can be done. And so recently I've been appreciating what the growth in life is, actually. I think we have all these ideas of what it is, and we're reading in the knowledge of life. That the growth in life, we look at these outward things, like, oh, you should be pious, or you are serving a lot,
mm-hmm.
or you have a lot of knowledge, or you know what's going on. But actually, the growth in life is God spreading in us, and his life growing in us, and us being under his authority, and our mind, emotion, and will being subdued by him. And so that's the actual growth in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so the growth in life brings in the kingdom.
Amen.
And the Lord is really after this bringing into the kingdom, mm-hmm. so his will can be done.
Amen.
So we need to be those who allow him to grow in us.
Amen.
And so the way for that is actually so practical in all these little things in our living. It's not these big things, but it's actually in daily little things that we do in our life. To
Amen.
Allow him to be our authority, to allow him to be our head,
Amen.
To allow him to rule and reign in us, and little decisions to allow him to have the first place. Whatever our mind, emotion, will is, for allow him to subdue it so that he can do and whatever, however he wants to live, we would cooperate with him.
Amen.
And in that
Amen.
Cooperation and under his reigning, then that's the bringing of the
kingdom. Amen. Amen.
We have time for a few more, and I think John Ting should stand up.
There
we go. Amen.
I only have a little burden to share about prayer. There's one of application how we be under the kingdom truly. My feeling is, our God is really living God.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently, starting from this year, I do have a feeling the Lord is leading us this way, leading us. We need to strengthen our prayer life. The reason I say this is many times in different fellowship, and our burden originally may not be praying, but many times the end, the Lord just give you this kind of feeling. We really need to focus on our prayer life.
Amen.
Even I think some of brother, if you are in the some of this fellowship, you know it. So I do have the burden to share all the saints. That's the Lord's calling. We need to have a prayer life, including our personal prayer, and our pray with our companions, and we attend our prayer meeting. We recently split our English prayer meeting from 1 to 2, and that means we really need everyone you to jump in,
Amen.
You participate. don't think there's nothing to do with me. If you never thought about, you can participate in the prayer meeting, maybe this is a time the Lord is calling to you. That's the only thing I want to share.
Amen. I wanted to share that this week, that the first room number was very crucial and it touched me. There's God's moving, He has been moving, but there's a direction. Mm. And the direction is to bring the kingdom. Mm. The direction is the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Mm. We know that in the end, before the Lord comes back, the body is built up, which is related to the kingdom, and then the bride is prepared, and then eventually the kingdom will be ushered in. And it touched me because it reminded me that in my Christian life, in my church life, this should be my direction.
Amen.
I should not be distracted with anything else, but this is the direction I should pay attention to.
Amen.
And this is very personal, and I enjoy that the verse in Romans, I think something was brought up in the prophesying. The church life, you know, or the kingdom of God, it is not eating or drinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's righteousness, it's peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, the ruling and reigning is actually righteousness that should result, that should be experienced by us as righteousness, joy, and peace.
Amen.
And then in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So we need to touch the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
Day by day,
that's
no
right.
matter what kind of situation we are in.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
It's not the ruling of some kind of harsh dealing. It is, but it is actually to be under God's ruling. It's very, it's righteousness, but it's joy and also peace.
Amen. Amen.
Anyways, I want to enter into this experience.
Amen.
May we learn to touch righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I just appreciated this one small point, and this is from Colossians 1:13. Now we've been transferred into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Amen.
And this really touched me this week, the kingdom of the Son. And I think from all the sharing, we fully realize that life is critical in this kingdom. Right? This kingdom is the kingdom of the Son.
Amen.
It's the kingdom of the Son.
Amen.
Who is the component of this kingdom?
Amen.
The Son.
Amen.
And so this life needs to increase.
Amen.
The Son needs to increase.
Amen.
He must increase.
Amen.
And we must decrease.
Amen.
But what I was also very touched from this verse in Colossians is that this kingdom is of the Son of His love.
Amen.
And so this point touched me deeply. When we come to this matter of the kingdom, don't have the concept that, oh, the Lord is coming with a rod to beat us into subjection. Benjamin Dean, you're so stubborn, I'm going to disappoint you. This kingdom is the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Amen.
And so we need to realize that His love, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, has constrained us.
Amen.
Constrains us.
Amen.
Make us narrow to follow Him in a certain way. And if you check with your experience, I checked with mine, this is exactly how the Lord gains us. To come in His love.
Right.
To sweep us away in love. And I just want to read you this quote. This is from Napoleon. He said, "I will tell you this, Alexander, Caesar, Charlemagne, and myself have founded great empires, but our empires were founded on force. Jesus alone founded His empire by love."
Amen. Amen.
And to this day, millions would die for Him.
Amen.
And then also this hymn by John Newton really touched me. 434, "Lord, Thou hast won, at length I yield. My heart by mighty grace compelled surrenders all to Thee. Against Thy terrors long I strove, but who can stand against Thy love? Love conquers even me."
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, may we be filled with the Lord's love, to allow Him to conquer us by His love.
Amen. It seems for me, to me that there are many churches on earth, but there is only one kingdom, Amen. Of God, and that is Christ Himself.
Amen.
So it is, seems to me that if I, when I was baptized, the kingdom came to my spirit.
Yes.
So I became the building block
Amen.
Of the kingdom. The process is a little bit like filling water into a bucket. So if I do not exercise my spirit, so that means my building block might be short, mm-hmm. so that the water will go out of that bucket,
mm-hmm.
so that only when all of us, every saint, exercises his spirit, so that the building blocks could be good enough, so that we can fill the bucket fully, so that the kingdom is fully developed.
Amen.
Amen.
If I'm
wrong,
please.
No,
that's good.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, amen. This is not easy, right? This week is not easy, like you said, brother. But I want to share this that I learned from this ministry, from some of the writings from the brothers. Okay, it's not from me at all. So. The kingdom of God existed always from eternity past to eternity future. Well, according to the promise of the seed of the woman, the kingdom of the heavens came when the Lord came. So when the Lord came, it was available to enter into every human being. Now the kingdom of God existed from beginning to the end, and the Lord dealt with the kingdom of God with the Old Testament economy, with the law. When the Lord appeared, the kingdom of heavens appeared, and He had to incarnate, live, die, and resurrect. That's when the life of the Spirit came out. So in other words, the kingdom of the heavens is the Lord Himself. That is that reality of the kingdom that need to be expressed.
Amen.
And we are the expression of the kingdom of the heavens and the kingdom of God.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. You know, this week's message, I feel, is very important because it gives a view from God's point of view what He's trying to do. So what He's trying to do is, it's very important to understand that His will needs to come to the earth.
Amen.
So God has a will. We go back, God has a desire. That desire has to be manifested. And that manifestation is it has to come to earth.
Amen.
That's why in Matthew 6, right, we have the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who is in the heavens, your name be sanctified. Your kingdom come. Your will be done as in heaven, so also on earth.
Amen.
So why do we have this prayer? This prayer is because it's not complete.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. Because it's not complete, there's an endeavoring. We need to pray. This actually is the work of the church.
Amen.
So the kingdom coming is actually the Lord Jesus Himself coming.
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at the verses, the progression of the verses this week, you'll actually see on day one, Luke 17 shows us that the kingdom of God is in the midst of you.
Right.
That means when He came, He told us He is the kingdom.
Right.
Okay, so after He comes, we realize the kingdom has come.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the kingdom, what? The kingdom actually produces the church. Because with each believer entering into the kingdom through regeneration, right, then we have the Christ in every single believer. That actually now becomes the kingdom. The collective kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Now the collective kingdom within all of us, okay, as we are growing, what? We actually come together, we pray for the Lord's interest, and then what happens? God's will in the heaven comes to earth.
Amen.
As that comes to earth, this is the work of the church.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing. But what I enjoyed this week also specifically is, It is according to our will what we choose.
Amen.
This is where the reward and the punishment come in, right? Because we all have a choice. We all know the truth. But in our daily life, when there comes a choice, what do we do? For example, the Lord may be stirring in my spirit. Maybe I'm on the computer searching on the internet too long. Okay? And, you know, I like to read a lot of things. I like to read very broadly about all sorts of things. History, I like reading about. I just like learning things. But sometimes, you know, I can sit there for hours reading about all certain things. And all of a sudden, you know, you get a feeling like, you know, this is enough. Okay, do I just say no? Or do I just keep going forward?
Amen.
And I think we've all had some of these different experiences. This is now the Lord speaking to us, speaking to me individually. Do I yield or do I not? If I do not yield at that moment, what? I actually miss the portion of Christ. It's gone. If I do yield, it's nothing miraculous, but there is some portion of Christ gained.
Amen.
Now, that portion of Christ gained collectively among us and throughout the earth actually is Christ growing in all of us.
Amen.
Okay, now doing that is wonderful. We all come together, right, and it says here, first we experience, this is day four, first we experience the dispensing of the divine Trinity corporately by entering into the kingdom of God and living in the kingdom. Then we experience the dispensing of the divine Trinity corporately by living in the church life. The divine dispensing is first for our individual Christian life, and then for the Christian life, and then for the corporate Christian life. So if we do all this individually, it's not bad, but the Lord still can't get what he desires. Okay, because we're all growing. Right? If we all grow and then we have, and then we all grow individually, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong, right? That's important. But the personal growth is actually for the corporate church life.
Amen.
So, because God's desire is that corporately his will be done.
Right.
That can only be done through the collective will of all of the brothers and sisters. So even though brother said there's many different so-called churches on the earth, but how many will yield to the Lord, to God, to say your kingdom be done, your kingdom come as it is in heaven as on earth? Most people are worried about personal improvement. I want to be a better Christian. I want to be more pious. I want to be more holy. I want to be more successful, whatever it is. That's all focused on me, 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 me. And maybe even me, me, me in a good way, you know, from a spiritual sense. But it's not God's desire. God has a desire. So that's why this message shows very clearly what God's desire is. Then we fit into that desire. Okay, just like you said, we became a building block. Okay, so I think it's very important to realize that God has a corporate desire.
Amen.
And ultimately, this outlet can only be through prayer.
Amen.
That's why we all really need to pray. I echo Brother Kyle's burden. Prayer is the outlet. So without the corporate prayer, God cannot move. Okay, that's why, you know, for years, I remember the brothers would share when I was a young person, you know, that the church's prayer meeting is the second most important meeting in the church after the Lord's table. And I was growing up, I said, no, it's got to be the young people's meeting. He's wrong.
Young people's meeting got to be the most important, you know.
Well, maybe Lord's table, okay, but the young people's. No, it's the prayer meeting. Why? Because the prayer meeting is the corporate prayer of the church.
Amen.
And that prayer is what brings God's desire to earth.
Amen.
But we need to be those who what? Willfully choose what God's desire is.
Amen.
If we don't willfully choose in our daily life, then when we have all these collective experiences, we're going to miss out on that measure of Christ.
Amen.
Then what? Then we ultimately need to come together. We need to drop our desires and concerns and pray for what God, what is on God's heart.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. His will be done.
Amen.
My kingdom in the heavens as on earth.
Amen. Amen. That was right on. That's exactly what I want to share, so I won't share too long. We're almost up on our time. One thing that I really got from this week's message is really it's not all about the way, but it's really about the direction of what the Lord is doing. You know, our brother gave us a little history and a little background of when these messages were given. And they were given in the same context of the God-ordained way. So a God-ordained way is excellent, right? It's in the Bible. It's really good. It produces fruit and everything, right? But if we just focus on this, he used the example of like a jet, right? That's a way to get somewhere. You know, you could be on a jet. You could be on a horse. You could be walking. There's all sorts of ways that you could get somewhere, right? But if you don't have a direction, then where you're going, you're just going to go off somewhere random. So whatever, even though we might have the right way, but if we don't have the right direction, we will not accomplish what the Lord is doing. We won't accomplish what God wants, and that is His kingdom. Mm-hmm. And the way we're able to take this direction, as a lot of the saints shared, is by this authority. We can have the right way, but if we decide we're going to go our own direction, then we're going to miss the point. And our shepherd shared, you know, the Lord, the way His authority comes is by love. But don't mistake that love is always just, full of, just blossom and daisies and we're skipping in the grass, right? No, actually, sometimes love is tough. If you don't love your children in a tough way, they're going to be spoiled children. Sometimes they need a little punishment, right? They need a spanking or they need to go to timeout or something like that, right? Because this is loving them so they'll be produced into maturity and we'll have the proper growth in life. So sometimes the Lord, gives us situations where we're like, Lord doesn't love me. Actually, He does love you. He put you in that situation because He loves you. Right. It's because He wants to grow in you. And this is the way that happens. If he didn't love you, then He would just let you go random. And then the kingdom seed won't grow in you. And then you won't make you'll have to miss the wedding feast. Because you didn't mature. So really, the Lord loves us in all sorts of situations.
Right.
And the brother also pointed out, right, there's three S's, and our brother touched upon it a little bit in the parable, right? There's the sower, which is the Lord, right? He's sowing the seed into us.
Amen.
And there's the seed, right? He's sowing this kingdom seed in us. And there's the soil. This is very crucial. If we don't have the proper soil, then this kingdom seed can't grow.
Right.
So we might need to have some confession. So to have the proper soil. Maybe there's anxieties of the world. I got some anxieties, right? Everyone knows I'm looking for a new job opportunity, right? I'm anxious. I'm traveling to New York all the time. You know, I'm already in New York, and then my interview gets canceled. Oh, I'm full of anxiety. Oh, Lord, right? This is the real world of anxiety, right? This is real life. And, you have to pray, Lord, I just trust in you. Lord, whatever is going on,
amen,
I just trust you, right?
Amen.
Your family, right? Your wife, your kids, all sorts of things. These are all things that sometimes muddy up our soil.
Mm-hmm.
They're the rocks, they're the thorns, they're the things. But we want to have the good earth so that this kingdom seed can grow.
Amen.
Also, really quick, I also have a burden Brother Kyle shared about our prophesying meeting. So last week, I really had a tough time. I was like, oh Lord, what about our church in Piscataway? What's happening to it? It's going to the pits. So I was really reminded. So in the Bible study this week, we're going to be covering the church in Laodicea. And last week, to tell you the truth, I think we were the church in Laodicea. We were really this. We were ones that, I know your works, that you were neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spew you out of my mouth. Because you say I am wealthy and have become rich and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor, blind and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be manifested, and the eye salve to anoint your eyes that you may see. We just can't come to this Lord's table and just expect, some of the brothers to just speak and we'll just sit there and listen.
today I was really worried. I was actually praying this whole week. I was like, oh Lord. They thought last week was difficult. This week's way more difficult. I was like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen this week, oh Lord. Or we're going to like go further down. But hallelujah, everyone shared. It's wonderful, right? Amen. We got out of Laodicea. We're back into Philadelphia. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was really encouraged by all the sharing. Everyone was really, I think, exercised. And may we continue to just use this as a stepping stone to go higher. Amen. You know, sometimes we have our ebbs and flows, so I guess the Lord needed to expose us a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. We need a little exposing. I think Kyle said that even the other districts, they were bragging, oh, District C has such good meeting. Maybe that was like a curse upon us, you know? Like, oh, you know, they have a good meeting. Oh, I'll show them, you know, right? So it's good. I was really encouraged today that all the saints share. There is a portion. And maybe we could end our time reading the hymn in the back. I was really touched by this hymn here.
Amen.
And then maybe we could just pray.
Amen.
The entire thing?
Yeah.
Jesus,
the kingdom has come into us, reigning and shining, he's all glorious. Christ as a seed is the kingdom that has come. Into our spirit his kingdom be sown. Oh, let him grow. Oh, let him grow. His kingdom life be all we know. Jesus, the kingdom is sown into us. Jesus, the kingdom of God, glorious. We must repent for the kingdom's at hand. All that we do, think, or feel, or have planned must be abandoned and changed in our mind. Leave all the world and self-seeking behind. All of religion has missed it again, teaching for doctrines and concepts of men. They vainly wait for the kingdom to be a dispensation we are hoping to see. But now the kingdom to us has been shown. It is no less than our Jesus alone. It is the person of Christ in us all. And it begins as a seed when we fall.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
Growing us this week.
Amen.
May this kingdom seed grow.
Amen.
May this kingdom seed spread.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We want to enter into the reality of this kingdom.
Amen.
Lord, this wouldn't just be knowledge to us.
Amen.
This wouldn't just be doctrine to us.
Amen.
Lord, we want to drop all our concepts.
Amen.
Enter in.
Amen.
Enter into the reality.
Amen.
Yes, and into reality.
Amen.
Let it grow in us.
Amen.
Let it can increase in us.
Amen.
Ask us where to choose you.
Amen.
Yes, we choose you.
Amen.
Amen.
We choose your kingdom.
Amen.
We choose you in this reality.
Amen. Amen.
You have a way.
Amen.
Amen.
To rule and reign.
Amen.
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 Oh, we repent for not living in the kingdom.
Amen.
Oh, we just turn back to you.
Amen.
We live the kingdom living.
Amen.
Be under your throne.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Thank you for your kingdom.
Amen.
Thank you for the kingdom of the heaven.
Amen.
Thank you for the reality.
Amen.
We are to be expressed.
Amen.
Thank you that your body will express.
Amen.
This kingdom of the heaven.
Amen.
Build up your church.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
May your name be sanctified.
Amen.
Your will be done.
Amen.
As in heavens, so also on earth.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, may the kingdom seed grow in us.
Amen.
May our life grow into you.
Amen.
Yes, the reality of this kingdom is our daily spirit and life.
Right? Amen.
This kingdom to be fully together.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
How about those who are coordinator of District C's meal service? We have some fellowship during the lunchtime, getting the food. And some of us suggest we can have a regular fellowship once by month. So today, everyone, you know you're one of our